855-450-3733. That's the SACL toll-free call-in line. 855-450-FREE. Call in, talk about whatever you want to talk about. It's an interactive show. We've got an interactive website. You can go to freetalklive.com, link to stories, news stories, or whatever you'd like to link to. People will vote up your submissions. You can vote up other people's submissions. It's freetalklive.com. And I've got an interesting story here that's, you know, I'm not 100% sure what this was initially, as far as you know, this, there's been so many police brutality stories in the news over the last few years, but apparently from Denver on Tuesday, this is according to 9news.com, a panel of civil service hearing officers ordered that two officers who were fired after a highly publicized beating in April 2009 in Lodo, I assume that's someplace in Denver, be reinstated to their jobs with back pay. Nine News wants to know, learned from, I guess that's the name of a segment, has learned from city officials, Denver's acting manager of safety disagrees with the decision and the city attorney is expected to appeal. Denver police officers Devin Sparks and Randy Murr were fired after March 25th by then-manager of safety Charles Garcia after he found them guilty of using inappropriate force, and it was a lot of it, and lying on their police reports about a downtown Denver beating. The panel of officers reversed Garcia's decision Tuesday, ruling that Garcia did not have the right to terminate the officers under the city charter because the officers had already been punished once by Garcia's predecessor, safety manager Ron Perea. Sparks and Murr were accepted Perea's decision to suspend them for 3 days without pay, and all time limits for appeals had passed. So apparently these cops that beat the crap out of this guy are getting reinstated to their jobs because there's just nothing we can do about it.
I mean, is this because they have a strong union? I just don't
know. It's about unions, yeah.
Yeah. There's no accountability.
Now, I don't know how long the statute of limitations is for an assault and battery, but I'll bet you it's longer than 2 years. So why don't they charge these guys if that's what, if they're backed into a corner here? Because they don't want to charge police for the same sort of violence they would charge you and I for.
Yeah, they believe cops have extra rights because they have badges. And I guess once you pin on the badge, you can't violate the thin blue line. And so they get away with a lot. There's the case in Manchester where people were arrested for chalking at a pro-police accountability rally. But the reason that they showed up was because Manchester police officers beat this guy, Christopher Miklosevic, at a bar. They were off duty, and they beat some guy in a bar, and the attorney general sweeps it under the rug, says that there wasn't any wrongdoing. You go to tally.tv and look at a photo of this guy. They broke bones in the guy's face.
Yeah. It's just amazing that, you know, there's two sorts of justice out there. There's the justice for the sort of regular citizens, the rule of law folks.
Right.
And then there's the justice for the people that mete out the rule of law. And that's not the rule of law. If you have two classes of citizens, the politicians and their enforcers, and the regular folks, then you've got two classes, and that's not the rule of law anymore. Nobody really believes that police get held to the same level of justice that the rest of us do.
Well, not only is the law arbitrary in who is served by it and who isn't, it's also the degree. You know, justice is outputs being aligned and equal to inputs, effects being aligned with cause, reaping reward and punishment in proportion to what is owed and crimes. Ian, our host and our beloved friend, is in jail with a 360-day sentence, 90 days of which have to be served, 60 if he gets out for good behavior.
We're on day 31.
Right, according to Mark's calendar, which is the only one that we're counting, for taking up 5 minutes of a police officer's time.
I disagree with the 5 minutes part, but I think it was more like 45 seconds. It depends on when one starts counting. He stood in front of two different police cars.
Right.
The second incident was what he was arrested for. Let's go to Frank in New York about this same issue. Frank?
Good evening.
Good evening, Frank. I'm so happy to hear your voice.
Oh, well, thank you. It's nice to hear yours as well. I have to say that I've never heard such a ridiculous sentence, they gave Ian. I mean, it's utterly absurd. I mean, they're burglars and people that do battery that go to jail with political connections and get out in half the time.
Oh, yeah.
And, I think that judge has a screw loose. I think you guys should attempt to impeach him or go through
the procedure. He's retiring, actually.
He's retiring. There's nothing you can do to him.
The point is, he should have his pension. I mean, that's malfeasance. I would attempt to do a malfeasance case against
him.
He's deliberately misusing his authority for his own probably selfish pride. It's a reason. And, you can't have that. Justice
there's a redress
should
of grievances.
Be blind.
Yeah, there's a new, they've got a new committee of for redresses of grievances against justices or whatever.
Well, I think Ian should sue the state of Vermont or the county or whomever this judge's jurisdiction,
New Hampshire.
Falls under. I'm sorry, in New Hampshire, forgive me. What you have to do is you have to hit them with, if they're going to do that, a $3 million or $6 million lawsuit.
Hit them with your best shot.
And you have to adjudicate it. I mean, it has to be done because ultimately,
Frank, we need you to do it.
Pardon me?
Do it then.
Yeah, we do need somebody with the legal skills.
And I think you could probably find someone.
There's
many good attorneys in New England that that have worked in civil rights cases and equal employment things. And they would actually get a percentage of the reward. I would go after
Ian
that.
Ian would give it all to him, I'm sure.
No, you wouldn't do that. But the point is, even if you gave half to if you got a $6 million. Jury award from a jury, and they only give you a million, and you split the million with the attorney. That's still half $1 million. And remember, that's not taxable income. That's actually
really?
So you have to. I would definitely do that because I've never heard of anything as ridiculous as that. I mean, and one thing I wanted to say too, in New York, and in the 1970s. And in areas like Western Pennsylvania in the 60s and 70s, you actually had the police officers selling drugs to students and people.
I'm sure
and this was
today.
Known. And when they say, if a police officer is shot in the line of duty, that's automatic death sentence for the person that did it. But when the police are doing all of these criminal and illegal activities, the same thing should be done. If they're selling drugs to minors or people off duty, then instead of giving them 5 years in jail, give them a life sentence with no parole. You have to enforce the law equally. And that's why it's ridiculous. And I know, let's say, if a police officer is injured, you'll have 50 or 100 police cars and you'll have all of this action.
Yeah.
If someone is injured or shot in the street, maybe after 911 is called in 40 minutes, you'll have a police officer coming to look at the scene or do whatever. But the point is, the law can't be selective. And that's the problem with America today. It's selective. If you have the proper connections and if you have the proper bank account, you get to walk and you can get the very best attorneys. And all I can say is this. Most of our judges, and I blame the judiciary, because most of our judges are appointed, even the federal judges are appointed by the president and the Justice Department, and in certain cases in state government and things, you have judges that are elected by the people, which means that if you have the party behind you and you have a big war chest, you can actually, it's a popularity contest. But what has to be provided
what a popularity contest it can be. Jason Talley here can tell you with his experience in Mississippi what a joke that was, where the judge has to have a high school diploma, doesn't have to have any sort of legal background whatsoever, and they're basically, it is a popularity contest.
Get a majority of a vote, and the guy that we faced in Jones County, Mississippi, when we were pulled over for bogus reasons, he was a former sheriff of Jones County.
Jeez. Frank, thanks for the call. I appreciate it. 855-450-3733. Free Talk Live.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. Are you looking for a concealed carry holster? Crossbreed Holsters is the home of the world-famous Super Tuck, the most comfortable concealed carry holster on the market today. Try one out and see how truly discreet and comfortable carrying concealed can be, and find out why we call it the ugliest holster you'll ever love. We are the standard others try to imitate.
Get the original. Get your Super Tuck at CrossbreedHolsters.com. Again, that's CrossbreedHolsters.com.
The Ruger LC9. Compact, powerful, and perfect for personal protection. The LC9 is only slightly larger than the popular Ruger LCP. Features a checkered grip frame to provide a secure and comfortable grip, and includes a finger grip extension floor plug. The LC9 also has a dovetailed high-visibility 3-dot sight system, blued alloy steel barrel, manual safety, and loaded chamber indicator. The LC9, another innovative American-made product from Ruger. Learn more about the Ruger LC9 at Ruger.com/LC9.
Introducing a diabetes breakthrough, an easy, natural, organic way to bring relief to diabetics. Introducing MDS Forte, a concentrated super strength extract formulated for those who are looking for quick action. Listen to what the revolutionary MDS Forte can do for you. MDS Forte reduces glucose levels safely and effectively, reduces cholesterol and triglyceride levels, increases HDL or good cholesterol while reducing LDL or bad cholesterol. MDS Forte reduces A1C, improves eyesight and circulation to the limbs, and helps weight loss. Is non-toxic, caffeine-free, 100% natural, 100% organic, and comes with a 100% money-back guarantee. Waiting for the side effects disclaimers? With MDS Forte, there are none. Order a 25-day treatment of MDS Forte at BestBloodSupport.com or call 213-405-5355. Call 213-405-5355 or go to BestBloodSupport.com. That's BestBloodSupport.com for MDS Forte, a diabetes breakthrough.
Again, the Congressional Budget Office sounds the alarm. This time warns of Greek-style U.S. debt crises. You heard me right. The GAO is drawing a parallel between the U.S. economy, its debt, and the current Greek economic meltdown. With the debt-to-GDP chart climbing into unfamiliar territory, the growing budget deficit will rise to unsupportable levels. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. The Federal Debt and Risk of Financial Crises document the CBO has published is a must-read for every American. Covering the risk of continued deficit spending coupled with an aging population and the rising interest rates spell economic disaster. It's imperative that you get a copy of this document and study it for yourself. Call me today at 800-686-2237 and I'll send you a free copy. Again, call 800-686-2237 and ask for your copy of the CBO document. Once again, you need to read this government report. Call 800-686-2237.
Did you know nuclear radiation is still spewing out of the melted down reactors in Fukushima, Japan, and making its way across the entire U.S. continent, contaminating the air, water, and food? Dangerously high levels of radiation are a reality here. As a result, radiation poisoning is a distinct possibility for anyone living in the U.S. unless you do something to protect yourself. How? With liquid zeolite from RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Without a doubt, liquid zeolite is by far the best product to remove radiation from your body. It safely removes toxins and heavy metals, boosts energy levels, and promotes a strong immune system. Liquid zeolite is so powerful it was used to clean up contamination in Chernobyl, yet so gentle you won't even know you're taking it. Liquid zeolite comes with a money-back guarantee, but is only available at RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Learn how to get free bottles of liquid zeolite by calling 800-880-9976. That's 800-880-9976. Or go to RestoreYourHealthNow.com. That's RestoreYourHealthNow.com.
Now, more Free Talk Live. Dial in at 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live, 855-453. That's the toll free call in line here on Free Talk Live. You know that cigarettes aren't good for your health. You've probably been thinking about giving the e-cigarette a try. It's a healthier option than cigarettes, 22,000 times healthier. Listen to this offer from Vaporsmiths.com. A pack-a-day smoker will already save about $120 a month. How about a free starter kit, too? You just purchase 40 cartomizers with coupon code FTL, and you'll get a free starter kit. You'll also get free shipping because they give free shipping on all orders of $60 or more. All you have to do is go to Vaporsmiths.com. This is one of the best-made e-cigarette vaporizers on the market today. It's vaporsmiths.com or 855-2-GET-VAPOR. 855-2-GET-VAPOR, vaporsmiths.com. You know, during the last segment, Frank brought up Ian's case, and I haven't talked about it this week, and I think that we should keep on bringing it up, what occurred. Ian decided that it was the best use of his time and energy to stand in front of a police car. Several people did. There were four people who did it. For taking a woman, young woman, to jail, for what he felt were immoral reasons, that he didn't think that they should be taking her to jail.
There was no victim to her alleged crime.
That's correct. So they were she was
enjoying an adult beverage in the middle of the square, 30 feet away from three other restaurants that serve alcoholic beverages.
That's pretty much pretty clear. She was drinking beer in the no beer drinking zone, and she refused to take a ticket for it. And Ian decided to stand in front of a police car in order to, I guess, waylay the police officer about 45 seconds, because that's really what happened. He stood in fact, waylaid two police cars, but they didn't really arrest him for the first one. It was the second one, and he wasn't there 45 seconds before they jumped on him. So they were, as you said, about 40 feet from a restaurant that served beer, and there's all kinds of things that happened in this one. It was a year ago, and they're supposed to get misdemeanors to trial in six months, and they're just basically dropped the ball and said, I don't know what happened, but you didn't tell us that we should get it to trial, so it's just okay. I mean, so he brings up the speedy trial, and the judge just flips it under the rug. This, by the way, I think is one of the problems of representing yourself, because I think lawyers can handle this situation a little better. But the judge clearly did whatever he wanted to. The judge departed upward from his previous sentence. Basically, Ian was taking
not his previous sentence, the district court's sentence.
Right. Well, the district court gave Ian a sentence, in the lower court. The judge gave him, instead of 60 days, 90 days.
Right. And the prosecutor also wanted the 60 days, and the judge decided to bump that up.
Yep. So the judge went above the prosecutor, went above the previous court, just because basically Ian took it to trial. So Ian took it to trial. He beat the charge of resisting arrest, and the video clearly showed that he didn't resist arrest, and no one charged this cop with, like, false arrest or anything like that. I mean, they just throw charges at people for fun, and they get no kind of repercussions for that.
Right. They want to see if those charges would stick. They did not. It was a jury trial, and the jury found him not guilty of resisting arrest, but guilty of obstructing a government administration. And like we were talking about, the government administration that day was kidnapping a peaceful young woman who was enjoying an adult beverage in the commons in a public park.
The judge, prior to sentencing him, called him the leader of the free keeners.
Spokesperson.
He said, your people.
Because we all want a leader.
So, I'm befuddled by this. And
oh, but meanwhile, let me just jump in. This same judge who is attaching the label leader to Ian, he demands that people stand up for him during this trial. He had armed thugs in there wearing shirts.
They literally brought in, they brought in sheriffs in order to make sure that everybody stood up or got kicked out of the courtroom. It's against my religious beliefs to stand in a courtroom for a judge, but I had to watch this court case. So what other option did I have? I'd like to point out that there were three other people that stood in front of these police cars, and as I understand it, every one of them got essentially 0 days. They got sentences, but they're all, like, suspended and stuff like that.
Yep.
Ian was the leader, and so he got 90 days because, I don't know why they decided he was the leader, but the judge decided that. Also, interestingly, Ian asked the judge who he represented, and the judge said he represents the state. Now, the state was a little man standing next to Ian. They all have their titles, right? The court is the guy in the black robe. The state is the prosecutor, the man demanding that Ian be held to justice for harming the state of New Hampshire or something, another fictitious organization. So the judge claimed to represent the prosecutor. How can you possibly have a fair trial when the court claims to represent the prosecution.
Right. So you have Ian by himself representing himself, and then you have judge employed by the state, prosecutor employed by the state, the people that take the stand, the law enforcers, they're employed by the state.
The jury gets money from the state, too.
Well, that's true. That's why the jury, well, the jury is supposed to, you know, represent the defendant, but it doesn't happen. We're trying to
You don't even get a chance as the defendant to inform them about, for example, jury nullification or
that,
things
that,
like that.
That happened in this trial.
Yeah.
Right.
Ian did. If people want to watch the video, they can go to freeian.cdevolution.org. I taped the entire thing, pretty much the entire thing, and it's all available there. There's also a free Ian Indignation Fund
Yes.
that people have been contributing to. So, and you know, more people are moving here because they're inspired by Ian. Maybe that's the kind of leadership that Judge Arnold is talking about. But, yeah, I mean, I think he did the right thing that day. I wish more people would stand up to police aggressive tactics. They shouldn't be able to get away with harming peaceful people.
Well, you know, I've certainly found a great deal of irritation with Ian being gone, but I do think that it bears talking about in an objective fashion what happened. I think that the jury really didn't have an option but to find him guilty for standing in front of a police car. But they should have never been there in the first place because the prosecution didn't bring this to trial within 6 months. So they violated their own rules. I mean,
it's procedural. I mean, I don't expect them to follow their own rules.
Right. I mean, I don't either, and that's what's sad. Here in America, we're supposed to be, quote-unquote, a rule of law and all that other stuff, and I don't believe it anymore.
I actually was over at both the Superior Court as well as the District Court a couple days ago regarding my my vehicle registration issues, and the gal at the District Court house here, the clerk's office, she informed me that I had missed a trial. And I said, well, I wasn't aware that I had one. I mean, I'm here on behalf of the other. And she said, well, you were supposed to be here on the second. I said, where does it say that? And she said, on your ticket. And I showed her my ticket. And she said, no, the other ticket. I said, I was only issued one by the Marine cop. I was issued two physical tickets by the other with a total of 7 violations on it. But for, you know, from the Marine Patrol officer, I only received one. She said, no, you received two. I said, no, I received one. And she said, right, exactly. And I said, show me a copy because I only have this. And she went and made a photocopy. And right there on the ticket, it said, not delivered by hand.
That's a real problem.
Right. So then I asked, I said, how do I ask for a late entry, a motion for a late entry on a ticket I never received? And she said, I don't know. You have to ask the judge.
wait until we issue the warrant.
Yeah.
855-450-3733. Judicial system's messed up. You got it. Do you believe otherwise?
Heart and Body Extract continues to receive positive testimonials from people who have experienced amazing results, like Reed.
I just wanted to send you a quick but a very big thank you for Heart and Body Extract. I've been on the formula for nearly a month now, and the improvement in the circulation of my legs has been simply amazing.
Reed was facing a tough choice.
I was facing surgery due to the severity of the 100% blocked arteries in both my legs. And my decision, waiting for surgery, to say no and try Heart and Body Extract instead has been thankfully the right decision.
And the result?
I can now walk up steps without noticeable pain.
Order Heart and Body Extract at 866-295-5305, 866-295-5305, or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.
Jason Lewis here. You know, we talk daily about all the crazy stuff going on. Concerns with the economy, job loss, natural disasters. Let me ask you, what are you doing to be prepared? How will you provide for you and your family in an emergency? Well, for my preparation, I recommend WiseFoodStorage.com. WiseFoodStorage.com offers delicious, ready-made, freeze-dried meals that carry a 25-year shelf life, and you prepare them in minutes by simply adding water. Wise Company entrees are packaged in individual individual metal Mylar pouches, then stored in convenient grab-and-go plastic containers for freshness and easy transport. Go to wisefoodstorage.com today to request a free entree sample. Also, for a limited time, go to wisefoodstorage.com and enter promo code Lewis to get no-cost shipping on any order. That's wisefoodstorage.com, promo code Lewis, and don't forget to request a free sample. Wisefoodstorage.com, gourmet emergency food at the best price.
OpticsPlanet.com is where discerning gun owners and outdoorsmen go to gear up. OpticsPlanet has the best selection of rifle scopes, red dots, night vision, holsters, bags, and tactical gear on the planet. With always low prices, free shipping on most orders, and expert customer service. Go to OpticsPlanet.com/GCN to get a free gift with purchase. That's OpticsPlanet.com/GCN. Or call 800-332-OPTICS. 800-332-6784.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Take the first step in home security. Install the Door Sentinel. Standard locks, deadbolts, and security systems can't prevent forced entry. The Door Sentinel provides door kick-in protection and can be added to your existing security system. The Door Sentinel is easy to install and will turn your home into a fortress. Make the call. 678-648-6757. That's 678-648-6757. Or visit them at SENTINEL securitygroup.com. SentinelSecurityGroup.com.
Democrats, Republicans, have you had enough? Want real change? Then change yourself. Join a new political party formed to liberate the American people from the banksters who have overthrown the Republic. If you agree with maximum liberty, limited government, and traditional morality, then you agree with American Third Position. Get more information now. Call 800-513-4928 or go to a3p.me. That's A, the number 3, p.me. It's time to take America back.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in now, 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
SACL toll-free call-in line, 855-450-3733. If you found out all the best liberty activists from around the world were moving to the same place in order to achieve liberty in their lifetimes, would you want to join them? It's happening, and you can be part of it. Join the Free State Project at freestateproject.org. It's freestateproject.org. All of us in this room, we're movers for the Free State Project.
Woo-hoo.
Woo-hoo.
So, Michelle, you wanted to talk about getting close to the 10th anniversary of 9/11, and you want to talk about 9/11?
Well, indirectly.
Okay.
I'm going to New York this weekend for Liberty Fest, which I'm very excited about.
And awesome.
I suppose that it's no coincidence that Liberty Fest was planned for the same weekend to mark the anniversary, the 10-year anniversary of 9/11 or 9/11, depending on, you know,
who you ask
exactly. But I really am disturbed that there's this high alert and all this celebration. Why are we celebrating, and I say we loosely, celebrating a 10-year anniversary of this war on terror?
Opening up a new building or memorial or something like that?
Is it a celebration or a commemoration?
It's a commemoration.
Yeah, I don't think people are really celebrating things. I mean, maybe the jihadists, but...
Right. Well,
maybe the bureaucrats who got their budgets expanded and more authority. I guess there are some people have reasons to celebrate, but not me.
Correct. In any case, the city is now on high alert, and...
They claim to have their own army and their own navy, and now apparently they're getting a submarine. It was interesting.
Who's they?
The city of New York.
Oh, wow.
Just saw that in some news article or another today.
For security purposes?
No, they got their own. They are practically a government there. I mean, they've got so many people. Yeah. Practically a world government.
10 years ago, George Bush, then president of the United States, said freedom itself was attacked this morning by a faceless coward, and freedom will be defended. Well, Lawrence Vance, who writes for LouRockwell.com, did this great article called Freedoms I Wish the Military Were Defending. And it's not such a lengthy article, but I'm just going to read some of the things that he mentioned here. The freedom to fly without being sexually violated, the freedom to purchase a gun without a waiting period, the freedom to grow, sell, and smoke marijuana, the freedom to sell goods and services for whatever amount a buyer is willing to pay, the freedom to make more than 6 withdrawals from one savings account each month, the freedom to drink alcohol as a legal voting adult under 21 years of age, the freedom to purchase a Sudafed over the counter, the freedom to gamble without government approval, the freedom to deposit more than $10,000 in a bank account without government scrutiny, the freedom to not be stopped at a checkpoint and have one's car searched without a warrant, the freedom to sell any good or offer any service on Craigslist, the freedom to fill in a wetland on one's own property, the freedom to cut someone's hair for money without a license, the freedom to homebrew, which Jason Talley could use that, the freedom to homebrew over 100 gallons of beer per year, the freedom to advertise tobacco products on television, the freedom to smoke Cuban cigars, the freedom to not wear a seatbelt. So those are just some of the things that he mentions, and it goes on and on. Exactly. But the point is those are things that every person can relate to, that those freedoms and liberties have been violated since the introduction of the USA Patriot Act on October 26, 2011.
Well, some of them are since then. Some of them have were prior to that. I mean, you couldn't smoke a Cuban cigar prior to 9/11. You couldn't smoke marijuana prior to 9/11.
Oh, I can smoke marijuana. Well, I can. You mayn't. Take a big old bong rip.
You mayn't, because the government says you mayn't.
That's correct. I mayn't. So anyway, I really appreciate the idea that this articulate and reasonable man who is very, socially conservative by most people's estimation, would include liberties that he himself doesn't partake in, but understands that liberty, in order for one to have liberty in their own life, that has to be extended to everyone.
If you don't extend liberties to other people, then you're not going to get them yourself. And this always brings up the Reverend Martin Niemöller poem that essentially goes, first they came for the trade unionists, and I wasn't a trade unionist, so I said nothing. Then they came for the communists, and I wasn't a communist, so I said nothing. Then they came for the Jews, and I wasn't a Jew, so I said nothing. And when they came for me, there was no one left to stand up. And this essentially, it goes longer than that, but that's essentially the essence of the poem. And if people don't stand up for people's freedoms that they don't particularly care about, that doesn't affect their life directly, then when it's time for the government to come after their freedom, then nobody's going to be there for them. And I had a conversation with a friend about this at one point. As a matter of fact, this was my wife, and I explaining to her why, smoking, these smoking bans were a bad thing. And, of course, this is people's property. They should be able to allow people to smoke on their property. But other people come in there, and, I understand those other people have the right to leave, that kind of thing. And I explained to her, look, you scuba dive. She used to be a, master scuba dive instructor gal.
Sexy.
And, she scuba dives, and some people would call that dangerous.
Mm-hmm.
Some politician would like to regulate that activity and prevent her from doing it because it's just too dangerous, and she could be a burden on society if she gets hurt down there and doesn't have the money to cover her insurance or whatever. And so once people can see that their life can be affected by not standing up for other people's freedoms, then they suddenly can strike home for them. And this is what it all comes down to. If you want the freedom to be free in your life, to do the things that you want to do, you need to stand up for those freedoms for other people. And the military is always, you always hear this rhetoric that they're out there fighting for our freedoms. If the military is out fighting for our freedoms, then we should have become markedly more free in the last 10 years. And the evidence is that we're markedly less free in the last 10 years. Now the FBI can come into your house. They don't have to let you know. They don't have to, they can, you know, do a search. I think they can, you know, they can bug your phones. They can check out what library books you've, you know, gone after. They, you know, they've disappeared people for months on end without telling their families. It's crazy stuff.
Including, sending people to Libya, for torture and for rendition purposes, that just came out in the WikiLeaks.
Yeah,
so we're all these people who were told are the enemy are also the friends of the CIA and you know the federal.
The guy who's one of the guys who's in charge of the Libyan Liberation Army fellas was rendited by the CIA from, I think it was Pakistan, back to Libya and tortured. And, you know, I mean, it's interesting. Not a surprise. He has a bit of a chip on his shoulder for the CIA, and he wants an apology. He may very well get it now that he's, you know, have some kind of leadership position in a foreign country. But they're not going to give it to him because they feel bad. They're going to give it to him because it's politically expedient. Mm-hmm. So, you know, I'm not sure whether this guy's a terrorist or not. I would have no idea if he is a terrorist. But either, A, an innocent man was rendered mm-hmm. by the CIA, or they're supporting a terrorist. One of these two situations is true.
Yeah, does the government decide who the freedom fighter is and who the terrorist are?
Yes, they do. And it's amazing
how they change, because the United States CIA trained the Al-Qaeda to against the, what was it, the Northern Alliance, or with the Northern Alliance or whatever, against the USSR back when the U.S. Yep. Soviet Union invaded Afghanistan.
And said,
so the United States trained those to fight, and then they weren't in compliance with what the United States. And the thing is, what are we doing in Afghanistan in the first place?
Because we.
But for the purpose of this discussion, you know, the United States, yes. So
nothing. The fact is, the State Department has basically said nothing. The only reason that they're still in Afghanistan is because it's Obama's war, is essentially that it's political purposes here in the United States in order to make it look like there wasn't a mistake going in the first place.
Yeah, I can't answer that question. I have no idea why troops are still there.
Here's another guess. I mean, maybe they really want to upset the Muslim types so that, in both Afghanistan and Pakistan, so that the hardliners and the Pakistani government give their nuclear weapons to some terrorists that go and attack the United States so they have an excuse for more war, I suppose.
None of the pilots were from Afghanistan. No American was ever harmed by anyone in Afghanistan.
Free Talk Live, 855-450-3733. Is Afghanistan a good idea? Can you give me one reason?
What?
Free Talk Live has partnered with Amazon, the largest internet retailer. Imagine a department store category, and Amazon has it. Books, electronics, office products, furniture, jewelry, automotive, toys, clothing, sporting goods, and dozens of other categories. Now you can shop and support Free Talk Live by entering Amazon through our website. Go to shop.freetalklive.com, and Amazon will send us a portion of your purchase. You're going to do the shopping anyway, so remember to enter through our site at shop.freetalklive.com. That's shop.freetalklive.com.
As a smoker, you know traditional cigarettes are unhealthy, and the taxes be the very beast stealing your freedom to smoke. That's why the Vapor Station offers an assortment of electronic cigarette kits. Each rechargeable, refillable kit is an effective, affordable alternative to smoking. No combustion, no tar, no foul lingering odors, and no smoke, secondhand or otherwise. Just inhale pure enjoyment and exhale vapor. Take a puff just about anywhere without getting hassled. Get your e-cigarette kit now at VaporStation.com.
Are you tired of spending money for metal canning lids year after year? Then stop! Stop buying metal lids and get Tatler reusable canning lids. Made of USDA and FDA-approved food-grade plastic, Tatler canning lids let you safely store emergency preparedness foods for years. Traditional metal lids are single-use throwaways that contain BPA, but Tatler canning lids are indefinitely reusable and guaranteed to last a lifetime when used as designed for home canning, and contain no BPA. Tatler lids are dishwasher safe, perfect for standard pressure or water bath canning, eliminate food spoilage from acid corrosion, fit standard mason jars, and are proudly made in the USA. Place orders by phone at 877-747-2793 or go to reusablecanninglids.com. That's 1-877-747-2793 or go to reusablecanninglids.com. That's reusablecanninglids.com. Tatler Reusable Canning Lids, the original since 1976.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
What nutrition are you missing that's leading to the four major diseases? Cancer, arthritis, heart disease, and Parkinson's. There are at least 80,000 medical studies that show a lack of the protein glutathione to be linked to cancer, heart disease, Parkinson's, macular degeneration, lung disease, digestive diseases, diabetes, Alzheimer's, ALS, rheumatoid arthritis, and lupus. In all, at least 68 diseases. What is the number one food by which your body is most empowered to increase its glutathione production? It is undamaged whey protein from grass-fed cows. One World Whey is truly the first undamaged whey protein powder on the market. All other whey proteins are damaged by heat, chemicals, and filtration. One World Whey is now the standard by which all other whey protein powders can be measured. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit OneWorldWhey.com. That's OneWorld, W-H-E-Y.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
Live. 855-453, that's the SACL toll-free call-in line, 855-450-3733. What is SACL CAI, you ask? SACL CAI is a company that handles accounts receivable for your business. Likely you got into your business not because you want to do collections and accounts receivable, but because you want to do whatever it is that you're doing. SACL CAI can handle the vexing task of collections for you, and they'll do it with respect. They know that not only do you want to collect your money, but you want to keep your clients to it. SACL CAI. You can see their banner at freetalklive.com. It's the top one on the right-hand side of the page. Again, SACL CAI. So, Michelle.
Yes, sir.
More about the, anything more in this article regarding, the war in Afghanistan and 9/11 and the results and all that stuff?
Well, just as a note, after almost 10 years of fighting in Afghanistan, the deadliest day for U.S. forces was just a few weeks ago, the first August 6th. And on that day...
Also, an interesting thing, another thing to point out is that there's more soldiers that are committing suicide,
right,
active duty soldiers committing suicide, than are killed in the battlefield, which to me says that, holy mackerel, what are these people going through?
Mm-hmm.
And
right,
whatever the United States soldiers are going through is nothing compared to what what should be free people of Afghanistan and Pakistan are going through. They've been talking about the civilian deaths due to predator drones and all
right
kinds of situations. And
I just watched a video where the statistics put out by the and this is by the government, that 70% of the men and women who are coming back from war, one of the five the United States is in, are coming back with post-traumatic stress disorder, and they're being given psychotropic drugs and then being sent back.
Oh, great.
Really?
Yes.
Wow.
Yes, no kidding. So here, the deadliest day...
Some Army Ranger, I think he was on his getting ready for his seventh tour, committed suicide. I can't remember which base it was, but it was just a terrible story.
Yes, it's tragic. And these capable and strong and otherwise healthy human beings, and their lives are being wasted as they waste other people's lives. And so this, if you recall, the Navy SEALs were on that, supposedly the same ones who killed Osama bin Laden were some of the people that were killed in that first week.
Is that the deadliest day?
Yes. And so,
and no one knows exactly why that thing went down. Of course, Akata's, or, you know, somebody over there is claiming credit for it, whereas it may have just been a malfunction. I mean, helicopters fall out of the sky, you know?
Sure.
Especially military helicopters,
yeah.
You know, government helicopters. You know, I don't know if they're maintained in the same meticulous fashion that helicopters that people own
right.
are.
So, you know, my question for the last 10 years to people, particularly people in my church, because the idea to me that Christians it could in any way condone war is just baffling. Since Jesus is called the Prince of Peace.
But
and
there's that one verse that says, you know, and this is one of the problems that I have with the Bible, is it doesn't take a strong stand in too many areas except I'm the Lord your God and I'm a jealous God. Like, it's got that nailed down.
Why does everyone who doesn't like the Bible quote the Old Testament?
But I think he's got that.
God, right?
I think he's
yes,
got that.
Yes, but I like to say that the Old Testament is Christ concealed, whereas the New Testament is Christ revealed. And as he said, I came and I fulfilled the law, and so there is no more of this. The justice is no longer an eye for an eye, but that all penalties have been paid in Christ, and therefore there's absolute liberty, and that it is not anyone's single job to punish or judge another.
But you know that a lot of people are confused by you know, the different versions of Christianity out there. And one of the things that the army chaplains will often teach, it's like they've only got one verse really to teach, which is, I came not to bring peace, but to bring a sword. And the Prince of Peace, you know, says that he's not
here. Yeah, where's that?
It's in Matthew, I believe it's the 10th chapter. But I really don't, you know, I am not your, you know, I'm not a preacher,
right.
But I do know that it's in Matthew. And he says that I came not to bring peace, but I came to bring, but to bring a sword. And so, A, he says he's not here to bring peace. I would assume somebody that says I'm not here to bring peace has come to bring the opposite. And second,
in that context, the sword is the sword of truth.
That's, they always say that. But he says, I'm not sure that that's true in that context. I know that that's what people that want to,
well, we know what Jesus did. We know that he didn't retaliate.
Yep.
And he says to feed and clothe your enemies. He said to turn the other cheek. And so love your neighbor as yourself. So those three things, people pretty much unanimously agree and give credit to him for saying that. So Christians do.
But why did Jesus reject the word of his father?
But he didn't reject the word of his father. But hold on, as far as for the purpose of discussing Christians in war, so here I would, you know, be having these conversations with people who claim to love Jesus and worship him, and yet they will be the first ones to sign their kids up and to vote for standing up as the great democratic country and bringing democracy to the rest of the world and forcing it down their throats, as well as blowing people up all in the name of
well, that's because they don't really
freedom.
Believe in, you know, Christianity as it was taught for the first 1,000 years. And it was taught for the first 1,000 years as a pacifist religion. The first 300 years, it was a religion of rebellion against the state of Rome. And then, you know, it slowly got integrated.
I think it was taught that until the church accepted the 501c3 status, actually. And then things really seemed to start getting muddled.
Well, that much very well may be true. That's certainly an issue that they can't talk about political things when churches have talked about political things for close to 2,000 years.
But also pastors make an agreement that in the event that martial law is declared, that they will, they promise to round up the flock.
They don't have to, no church has to register as a 501c3. There's no law that says they've got to.
But if they do, then they have to submit to these rules and regulations.
Well, the government's going to try to control everybody in every way that it can, no doubt about it. But you know, the fact is that these folks believe a different religion than Christianity was for the first 1,000 years. It's not Christianity as it was previously, and this is how every religion is. Islam isn't the same religion as it was in 600 AD.
But when you have people that are saying, you know, when you can talk to them and say, so do you believe that God loves everyone? Yes. Do you believe, you know, and so to go through this process, and it's as though their mind just turns off
oh, yeah.
the second you talk about the war on care. They can't understand that you can't have a war and ideology. They can't understand or comprehend that the murder of a million Iraqis is somehow, they'll claim that that's somehow just because 2,000 people were killed in the World Trade Centers 1 and 2. And
I had a discussion with a Christian fellow this week via email, and essentially his point was that Muslims are bad, Islam is bad, and you can't have a good person that believes in this because they're all wackaloons, and the religion supports violence against infidels and all this stuff. And these things may very well be true. I don't think so, because I see how most Muslims, 99-point-something% of Muslims, operate in the real world, and they don't operate with swords and scimitars trying to take people's heads off that don't believe. So therefore, either A, what his information is wrong, or B, they don't operate in the same way. I think that if you saw an outsider looking at the Old Testament, the Bible, they would say, what an incredibly violent religion. But, you know, as the case may be, it doesn't really matter one way or the other, because if it's true that Islam is bad, then the only real solution for handling Islam as bad is to kill every man, woman, and child that looks like they might be a Muslim. More problems, and, you know, I mean, this is a spiral downward. There is no other solution than to treat these people like they're free and equal to you.
Well, the crazy thing is prior to the United States bombing the crap out of the Middle East, you know, in the last 10 years, most of those countries had an open door policy with missionaries. You could go, as a missionary, you could go into Iraq and you could take as many Bibles as you want and you could talk to everyone about Christianity. Not anymore.
Mm. So, well, Iraq was more of a secular regime.
But it's now closed the doors to missionaries.
Now it's not. Now, thanks to the United States' involvement, there's more religious authority going on in Iraq.
And that's going to go on in Libya as well now.
Right. And they create, this is what governments do. They often create the same, because governments can only use force to solve their problems. They often create the thing that they're trying to avoid. You know, if you're trying to create a child that behaves, and the only thing that you use to handle that behavior is spanking their butt all the time, then what you're going to get is a child that believes that using violence is the best solution to problems.
Yeah, you can't get me to obey and behave if you spank my butt all the time. Occasional
butt spanking,
yeah.
You're good with?
Yeah.
Gotcha. 855-450-3733.
So what are you driving now? A Ford? A Honda? A Toyota? A few hours from now, it could be a car with OnStar. Introducing OnStar FMV, the new way to add OnStar to just about any car. All you have to do is head to your local Best Buy to see all it can do. Then Best Buy can install it for you. And suddenly, you're driving around in a car with the powerful protection of OnStar. Visit OnStar.com for availability, limitations, subscription details, and stores near you.
I'm Jim Cook, brewer of Samuel Adams. Why is Boston Lager loved by beer drinkers? Maybe it's the deep amber color, or the head so thick you can float a bottle cap, or maybe it's just a freaking good beer.
Boston Beer Company, Boston, Mass. Sample responsibly.
Hey, I'm downtown at a festival sampling the refreshing real iced tea taste of Twisted Tea hard iced tea.
Man, this tases like real iced tea.
But Twisted Tea has a kick.
Twisted Tea,
the refreshing hard iced tea that tastes like real iced tea.
Twisted Tea Brewing Company, Cincinnati, Ohio. Twist responsibly.